catch and release with daughter. It didn't take her long to independently cast her own line, and before you knew it, we were frequenting cold water streams hundreds of miles from home. "There must be a good spot here, I can feel it," she told me, her eyes darting constantly as we meandered against the flow, pausing when spotting rainbow trout well within sight, motionless and suspended above the bed in groups from 3 to 7. "These will never bite," she said, "but we're bound to find a cool pool up ahead." And so we reeled back in, advancing further toward the inevitable.